I'm just confused.
By the Jay Lethal signing?
Yeah. Or the excitement behind it.
Is there excitement behind it?
It sure shit seems to be. Like, the crowd went nuts when they announced him.
Oh,
so, is he from Minnesota? I don't know.
You know what? I don't think so. I think he's from New Jersey.
Okay, then I'm totally confused.
You know, that was one of those segments too, and I think this might be a reason why I forgot it in the AEW Full Gear review with Chris, is that I didn't rewatch the Jay Lethal segment. Because I had caught, the way I caught the programming, I didn't rewatch that. So I completely forgot that he had popped up. Honestly. So I think I kind of caught that when I think I was watching when the feed was still garbage on, Bleacher Report?
Yeah.
The app is just terrible. I ended up running it on my computer to watch it, so I'm going to use Fight TV next time because that runs correctly for me.
Why don't you just order off your cable system?
Oh, I guess
they're available on cable. They never say that, by the way. It's because they're partnered with Bleacher Report. That's the only reason they say that.
Oh, then I should just...
I would never stream something if I could just order over cable, for sure.
Yeah, well, then I should do that next time, and then I won't... then also, by result, the wife won't be charged, and I will be charged, so that will make things easier, too. Because she's like, am I really paying $50 for this feed to be this terrible? I'm like, this is not a good look right now. This is not a good look.
No. I gotta take that back. I actually tried ordering the one with the exploding death match.
Oh.
And luckily it didn't work.
It was kind of weird. I feel like I ordered that one previously and I didn't have any problems. So that's another, but they did have me download a new app, which suspiciously looked like the old app.
Okay.
Because, well, it said go to the, because since we use an Amazon Fire Stick, it said go to the Fire Stick store and download our new app. Okay. Uninstalled the one app, went to the app store, downloaded the new one. Should work properly, right? Right.
Yeah.
New. It was awful.
Yeah, you weren't the only person complaining about it, though. There were a ton of people.
Oh, just okay.
Bitch about the Bleacher Report thing, and I think isn't Bleacher Report owned by, or no, CNN, right?
Oh,
I believe they're owned by CNN.
I have no idea.
Or Time Warner, I guess. Yeah, that would make sense, because that's, you know, they're partnered with TBS and TNT.
Okay.
So, yeah, so it would be Warner Media.
Okie dokie. Well, yeah, it's garbage, and I will 100% go through my regular cable provider next time, because it'll probably stream correctly.
Yeah, well, and I even, like, do you get unlimited replays or anything?
Well, and that was the other weird part about their setup, is that it just was on an infinite loop. You couldn't go in and watch what you wanted to and start from the beginning. You just jumped into the stream.
Wow.
So that's why I missed, and that's one of the reasons why I missed Jay Lethal. Like, I think I jumped on right after he'd come out on the replay when I watched it the next day online. And then I was like, oh, okay, this was the last match. I'm out. And I just hopped off the stream, and I didn't end up seeing Lethal being introduced. So I don't remember, like, you have a better idea about the pop than I do. Like, because I was watching on a shit feed the first time, and then the other time I just skipped it.
Yeah, see, I guess the other reason to record it, on, like to watch on cable, is you can record it.
Oh.
So you can have it as long as you want. I don't think you could do that with those, can you? I'm just curious.
I think I could go back in. For most of them, you can go back into the site and watch it at least for a certain time period.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Bleacher Report has a time period on that. Okay. But it is also one of those things that... How many times have I gone back to watch an event, especially a recent event? Like, it's almost never.
You know what? It's bittersweet now. It would be, for me, Royal Rumble last year when Edge won. That was last year, right? Yeah. Because you had Brock tearing shit up, which was great. Then you had, and this is why it's bittersweet, that incredible moment with Brock and Keith Lee. Which why, if anyone's okay with WWE getting rid of him, just go back to that. He didn't look out of place with Brock, and you're like, oh my god, the future matches. And they robbed us of that. So, just to make sure everyone understands that. And then you've got, well, at the time, the act that was perpetrated on poor Edge's return, when they went to a crowd shot instead of his shot, and missed the spear, you know? And then you've got... And then the excitement of, you know, Drew winning the – one, getting rid of Brock, and then two, the whole him and Roman thing, which had everyone in the crowd just hyped.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I actually watched that a few times because I just thought that was really good. Like, the emotion of it was great. And then it's been downhill since. So –
Yeah, well, I guess I've always been kind of terrible about watching replays, so if it's only a 7-day shelf life or something like that for a pay-per-view like that, I'd be fine with it.
Yeah.
You know, if I do jump onto something, it usually does seem to be the next day, like, so that I can, like... Yeah. Enjoy it again real quick, and then I'm like, okay, I'm on to something else here now, guys.
Yeah, well, I guess it's different because it's streaming. Back then it was the network. Now it's on Peacock.
Oh.
But, like, I remember watching, like, NXT. Like, I rewatched some of the NXT shows as well. So. So it's like, that's kind of like getting it on your cable system. I mean, the Bleacher Report is, I guess, different, but you also have video rippers where you can just tear the thing off the site anyways. So, for free, for God's sake. No. If you ever wanted to, for that matter. So, but, yeah, but no, the Jay Lethal thing, listen, this is nothing personal, but tell me anything he's done that has excited you.
and then this part was off mic with Chris. He has been second fiddle ever since ROH came back to Jonathan Gresham. And before that, like, he had done everything in ROH.
Yep.
Like, he's been coasting on, you know, like, legacy greatness for probably 5 years at this point. And he's always been involved in a storyline, but it hasn't been terribly satisfying. Like,
okay, well, by the way, you still haven't answered the question. When is the last time he did something that excited you?
Oh, at least 5 years ago.
Okay. I was hoping you would say, like, the only thing I can answer with is when he was doing his Macho Man impression. Remember that? I don't even remember how long ago that was. And then it's just Jay Lethal. Like, okay. Now, it does not say the guy's not talented, but okay.
Well, he isn't the up-and-comer that he was. Like, I do think that sometimes people have the Macho Man impression still in the brain. And it's just like, no, he's not that guy. But I also don't think, like, when he did have the ROH championship, I enjoyed the run. He did wrestle a bunch of good to great matches.
Yeah. But it's not even, like, the matches, sure. But, you know, even AEW's getting to the point where you have to have a pretty strong character going. You know, like, Daniel Bryan is a wrestler. That's his character. So he can get away with it. Miro's the weird redeemer god freak. You know, Paige is the humble cowboy who's not so humble. And, you know, now that he's got his confidence.
Right.
You know, the Bucks are just the cocky guys who now, I don't know, I haven't watched today, so I don't know whatever happened with that, but they seem to be conflicted again. By the end of Full Gear, at least, you know?
Oh, yeah.
By just letting Hangman do his thing when they didn't have to.
Oh, right.
Adam Cole's just a slimy douchebag like he always plays. You know? He's very good at it, so why change it? So,
yeah. But
it's just like little steps like that. And basically, poor Cody is John Cena now, so.
Dun-dun-dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Yeah. So, yeah. But no, so character work, I mean, okay. I watched the scrum, the media scrum after, and Jay Lethal was up there, and he was just like a 6-year-old up there. And it was cool that he was excited, you know, going from obscurity. I mean, no offense, but Ring of Honor. Okay. I mean, there's no one. I shouldn't use those like hyperbole like that, but I would say 99% of a WWE audience has no idea what Ring of Honor is now. And maybe 95. Because they're so far off. Like, it's kind of all over right now, but it's like, it is still perplexing to me that Ring of Honor is not AEW.
Tony Khan invested in this.
Yeah.
And that's all I can really say. Like, Sinclair never did anything even remotely close to this.
Yeah, no.
I liked the recent revamp of ROH with the, you know, kind of the differentiation between the pure rules stuff and the regular wrestling match stuff. They were obviously hurt by the no crowd more than anyone else since they tape everything so far in advance. But even then, like, the background was kind of... Quinn McKay would always sit at a desk and introduce the show. And it was still just like, even though I liked the idea, you could tell that they cheaped out on it. It was like a green screen behind her of just kind of nothingness. And it was just like, okay, guys. Like, you know that this doesn't look like a modern product, right?
Oh, yeah. No, especially, like, they try. It was funny. We went to a couple of the Ring of Honor shows here out in Concord. Uh-huh. And they were for Honor Club. They have, like, their set there and all this stuff. And you look at the set in person, you're like, what is this chintzy garbage? And then you see it on TV and it's like, whoa, what the hell is that thing? So they had like some production like to cover up for how small it was.
Uh-huh.
But it would be like going to an ECW show. Remember the old ones? And they had the same brick wall with the barbed wire. And then all of a sudden, it just looks incredible. You'd be like, wait a second. That's not what I saw. But outside of that, yeah. I mean, just... Sinclair did nothing with that.
Yeah. I mean, I think they could have gotten there. They still had, and honestly, like, to kind of keep on going back to Jay Lethal, like, they still had some people when Jay Lethal was champion. Like, I think Kevin Owens was still around, you know?
Yeah.
They and Sami Zayn, it was just like, they've had some pretty big names. And even recently, like, I really like that Roosh character.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why, although I think if I'm understanding correctly that he helped found or is the founder of Los Ignorables?
Yes.
So it's just like, oh, yeah, I can understand why this guy kind of got that title in Mexico. Like, this, like, he was immediately grabbing, you know, attention grabbing. So even now, there have been some really great talents. Like, I really like the way that Shane Taylor has developed there. You know, and I guess I'd be a little bit surprised. You know, there's some guys, and again, like, there's only so much room in AEW even. I don't know where some of these guys go. You know, well, and I think that's another one that makes Jay Lethal kind of an interesting choice. I'm like, like, out of all these guys released from ROH, you went for Jay Lethal?
I'm wondering if there's more coming, because a lot of these guys are going to, well, Jay Lethal said he actually asked for his release. So they granted it to him.
Oh,
where,
okay.
I think the other guys and gals are probably riding it out because they do have
a pay-per-view here
finish the year. Jay Lethal said he will not be there.
So, I guess that
was kind of surprising.
Yeah, he's been playing second fiddle. Like, he's
been in Ring of Honor for so long, you'd think he would have saw it out to the end. But then again, you're going to get mad at a guy for taking a check? Like, no. I could be loyal to a company who wasn't loyal to me, or, oh, these guys want me? Yeah, I'll go get paid. So, yeah, and that's why I was trying to make sure, yeah, I am not criticizing him for taking, you know, the job with AEW. I just don't understand why people are like, oh, hell yeah, here's blah, blah, blah. Like, no.
Yeah, and I guess I don't... He had some good matches in the Pure Rules tournament, I feel like. But he's not as exciting as some of the other guys.
He never has been. That's the bigger thing is he was only exciting when he was basically mimicking somebody else. Randy Savage, and he got in the woo off with Ric Flair. Everyone loves to talk about. Outside of his wrestling, which is very good, there's no character work there.
Yeah.
So, I'm with you. Like, Jay Lethal was an interesting get, unless the Bucks were like, no, because for his wrestling mind, because I still listen like the Jim Cornette on YouTube, like his show every once in a while. He was raving about AEW picking him up. And I was like, and I guess that's why I wanted to bring it up. Like, I'm confused. Maybe he has a great wrestling mind. Like, put the matches together, angles, whatever else. But his own character just always seemingly suffers to me. So I was like, whatever. I mean,
even during part of his run, it was more about Truth Martini than it was about Jay Lethal, honestly.
Oh my god, I forgot all about Truth Martini. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, he was his manager at least for one of the runs. I think it was the first one. Because that was one thing that, you know, is floating out there too from his first run, I suppose.
Yeah. But no, when it comes to Ring of Honor guys, though, like, we just saw... formerly Bronson Reed. What the hell's his name?
Oh, I don't know what his name is outside of Bronson Reed.
I think it's just Jonah now.
Oh.
But anyways, he showed up. I don't know if he signed for New Japan or if he signed for Impact. because he confronted Moose at a New Japan wrestling show in California. So everyone kept saying he appeared in New Japan, and I'm like, I guess on a technical level that's correct, but does that mean he's a New Japan wrestler? Or did he just show up because New Japan and Impact are working together?
I think that's a fair enough question. I did not know that this happened at all.
Yep, over the weekend, yeah. I mean, obviously, it's going to get lost, you know, because of the Full Gear results and all that.
Yeah.
So, understandable, but yeah. So, and I think we even called that. If he is an Impact wrestler, I believe we called that when he got released. That was a better place for him to go.
You know, yeah. It doesn't surprise me, I guess, that he ended up going there. Like, it does make more sense for him. And, that was the one thing that I couldn't believe, and Chris brought it up. I still can't believe that TNA/Impact started the same year as ROH. And it, you know, at this point, definitely is going to outlast ROH as far as a brand goes.
Is that true? That doesn't even sound right. Is that true?
Yeah, I looked it up on Wiki, and ROH started in February of, I want to say, 01. And TNA/Impact started in August of 01.
Wow.
Something like that. Or maybe it was 07. May have the wrong crooked number there. But whatever it was, they started essentially 6 months apart.
Wow, because I know like Punk was in Ring of Honor. I'm sorry. Yeah, Ring of Honor and TNA back then for a short spell at the same time. Same with Raven. Ring of Honor was bringing him in. But, wow, I honestly did not realize that.
Yeah, that struck me as completely. I'm like, how can that be true? And I'm like, oh, my God. You know.
And after all this time, all of these near misses, basically, Impact is going to outlast Ring of Honor. Because Jay Lethal said in his media scrum that those doors are closing. So all of this about, and obviously maybe he like misspoke. Like, yep, they're closing for like this and going to reopen. But he didn't say reopen. He just said they're closing.
I have a hard time. Like, if you haven't invested in it at this point and you're not in the wrestling game, why hold on to it? Like, I guess that's the other part that's confusing to me. Like, I don't know why they've kind of half-assed it for this long. Like, I guess I didn't even think about it. Comparing it to the presentation of Impact is better than that of ROH. Like, I know that I don't watch it as much, but again, even when I watched it a couple of years ago pretty regularly, I like their production better than anything that ROH does. You know, it just, if nothing else, the ring looks lit better.
Oh, yeah, no shit.
That has been one of those things that has driven me. I think it got better in ROH, but it's just like, come on, man. If Impact is doing a better job on lighting than you guys, you're fucking up here, people.
Yeah.
Not fucking up, but that should be like
production.
That's just a good setup, you know. I think that Impact has, like, there's nothing wrong with it. So, yeah, it is wild that they're gonna outlast ROH here easily, because yeah, there's no reason for Impact to, you know, Impact is what it is at this point.
Yeah, and but again, I keep saying, and it's wishful thinking. I understand. Now, besides all the WWE NXT releases, now you have all these Ring of Honor wrestlers that are going to be free agents as well. Oh. And like as you just said, where the hell are they going to go? You can't. You can only have so many in AEW.
Yeah, and honestly, I would think there's only so much room in Impact at this point too.
I have wondered if Impact is in the next year is going to start touring, just small shows like an NXT. Go to like little 300 seat places. Start there, so that if they do tour, they are going to need some more people.
Yeah,
and there's plenty of, I don't want to say big names, but it's like, you know, Bray Wyatt is still out there, even though he's making a movie now. Braun Strowman, Adam Scheer, he's still out there.
Yeah, that's been kind of wild. Like, I felt like he teased his comeback, and then I never saw a comeback.
Man, I follow him on Instagram still. He just seems to be enjoying his life. Him and Raquel Gonzalez are together.
Oh.
So it's just like, yeah, well, this is what I'm doing right now. So, you know, that's a whole lot of women. So, yeah, have your fun. The one that I don't believe we talked about, and I'm being dead serious, is Billy Corgan needs to get some goddamn investors. And grab up some of these people, because I try watching NWA and it's just they have the old school presentation, and some of the wrestlers are like designed to be like old school wrestlers, like just looking at them. But you also look at these guys going, they have nowhere else to go. So that's why they're there. But then they started, remember they had that Marty Scurll, Nick Aldis program, you know, when NWA first started.
Oh, right.
And it all got canceled because of COVID. So it's like, all right, he's already got some sort of relationship. So it's like, all right, well, I mean, Brody King seems like a guy that's probably going to hit AEW or WWE. Maybe Impact, who knows? But that's a guy that would benefit greatly. He's good.
Yeah.
Just no one's able to see him. But I mean, you've got all these Ring of Honor guys. Okay, yeah, come on, work for Impact. I don't know if, you know, the Impact, Billy Corgan, you know, all those shenanigans, if that's water under the bridge or not, but if there's money to be made.
Oh. You know. Yeah, as long as you know that the checks aren't bouncing, you're okay.
Yeah, well, I know they did some dirty shit, too, so it's like, all right, well, in his eyes, they did dirty stuff, so.
Yeah, oh.
But no, so it's like, there's a fourth alternative, as minuscule as it is. I mean, all they do is have it on Fight TV, so. But they are having a pay-per-view again in Atlanta, the one that sold out, like, in 30 minutes or something the first time around. So, and it was like 1,500 people. So that's pretty good for them.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, back then, a show that was on YouTube only sold that many tickets that fast? That's crazy.
It's a nice crowd.
Yeah. Any indie would kill for that. 1,500 people for an indie crowd? Hell. So it's like the idea that WWE is picking up any Ring of Honor guys, nah. Maybe Brody King. Outside of that, no. Sure, it ain't going to be PCO.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's anyone that would be on their young radar that. Because I don't know if they like Josh Woods or not, who was a wrestler turned wrestler. I'm thinking he's a little bit on the younger side and kind of fits their mold a little bit. But he isn't that big of a guy, so I'm not sure that he'd cut it or not. We definitely know that EC3 isn't going back there.
Yeah, I mean, the days of Kyle O'Reilly, Bobby Fish, Adam Cole, those are done. They got no place in NXT and WWE proper. Just none.
Yeah, and you know what? I didn't even think about it until I was reading a review today that that it looks like the teams are going to be old school NXT versus new school NXT for War Games coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, oh, that's kind of a fun little take on things.
Yes. The problem is the new school NXT people, I just don't think they're ready for some of this stuff. I mean,
oh,
some of the NXT stuff is actually starting to grow on me. And that's why I said, like, when it first started, I didn't like it. I'm confused what's going on. I just don't like Tony D'Angelo, actually. So, like, as bad as the gimmick is, the wrestler part of him isn't that good. Which is weird because he's a collegiate wrestler. Those guys are usually baller when they come out.
I think he's tried to adapt to wrestling a little bit more than most of them have.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'll put it that way. Like, he definitely has more of a professional wrestler's moveset. Because even just comparing it to someone else, like, because don't the Creed brothers actually have wrestling experience also?
Yes.
Like, I feel like they portray the collegiate wrestler better than anything that Tony D'Angelo does in the ring. And I kind of wonder if that's on, you know, that's kind of purposefully done to on Tony D'Angelo's part. Like, they can mention the credentials, but because they're having him play this Italian mook, they can't have him using that skill set, really.
I'm with you. Yeah. Yeah. I don't blame him for it. I blame, like, the dumbass gimmick they gave him so that he has to wrestle the way he does.
Oh. Yeah.
Which is just stupid.
Yeah. To me, he's looked okay, but again, like, it's kind of a small sample size thing to see some of these guys. But that is one of the inherent problems, though, with bringing out younger guys or less experienced people. They're less experienced.
Yeah. Yeah. And, like, I just don't like him. I still don't like that Lash Legend, whatever. I'm getting the people out of the way I don't like.
I guess... Is Lash Legend just going to be a talk show thing?
I have no idea.
I guess that's it. Like, she seems to have shown, like, oh my god. She seems to have shown no interest in getting into a ring. So why is she, like, I don't know. I guess she hasn't moved along the storylines enough for... She started to move around storylines recently since Tony D'Angelo came on and now Grayson Waller came on this week. But it's still kind of a weird setup. Like, I guess I'm glad that they have a talk show that isn't confrontational like, 90% of the talk shows that they do.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's still kind of a weird setup. Like, I guess I don't get why anyone's laughing at any of the jokes.
Yeah.
I think they're supposed to be jokes. At least.
I don't know. And I just... It's such a... That those segments are such a turnoff for me that I'm like, whatever. So... I just don't like it.
Yeah.
And it's like, I've given everything else time to grow on me. I still don't like, which I can't believe I'm saying this, I don't like Josh Briggs and the other guy. I just don't like that. It's dumb, and they lost this week.
I think it's Jensen.
Sure. Like, until they change that gimmick around or do something to, like, kind of be interesting, it's always going to be met with a, Sure.
They had that whole horseshoes segment, but I'm like, I guess that's still a tenuous connection to me that they seem to have. And like, even though they're portraying the same lifestyle and everything, I don't get a good vibe between them as a team.
No,
working
not at
off
all.
Of each other.
Which I guess isn't that what they were trying to explain? Like, well, you know, we may not like each other, but you know, we're good ass kickers together, or whatever. And it's like, okay, at least you got that. And to not beat that dead horse to death, let's beat this other one to death. Von Wagner and Kyle O'Reilly is the dumbest thing they're doing on NXT. One, we all know Kyle O'Reilly's leaving. Two, Von Wagner was just on SmackDown. And he was quiet, which, by the way, is exactly how they should keep him. That poor guy is awkward as hell.
Well, they're having to do this weird... It's still been weird. The whole Kyle O'Reilly, Von Wagner thing's been weird.
Uh-huh.
Just because... And you can't make it not weird because Kyle O'Reilly just got done with, you know, a group that he'd been with for how many years? Like 3 years or something? And you're going to immediately throw him back into a group?
Mm-hmm. After saying that he didn't want to have a partner? Vehemently saying, I don't want to have one. And then he goes, well, you know, if we're going to make this work. And then they did have that funny vignette, which was not supposed to be funny, by the way. It was just Kyle O'Reilly such a dork in the thing. It made it funny. So,
yes.
But – and I'm not calling anyone's professionalism into question, but it just seems like Kyle's just half-assing it. I can't imagine he thinks the way he's acting is cool. So, I just wonder if he's like, I'm out of here in a couple weeks. I will be respectful for this kid. I'll help him out. And which is what I think this entire pairing is anyways.
Oh, right.
Because Kyle O'Reilly is really good. So, if you're going to learn from someone, like, pick his brain. I mean,
right.
There's a guy to do it. So, but yeah, but I'm trying to think if there's anybody else I don't like.
Let me see.
I don't know. There's not too many other people. Like, everyone else has kind of grown on me. Mandy Rose is still not my favorite, by the way.
It's kind of weird what's going on there. Just because her look has changed so much, it's a little strange.
Yeah.
I didn't mind the brown hair when she decided to go with the brown skin too. It got a little confusing.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, but I do. I guess I like the idea of the group, and honestly, the group itself for the most part.
Yeah.
JC Jane.
Yep.
Seems to be the, you know, the third in line, but whatever, you know.
Right.
There's always a pecking order to a group. And I guess I'm trying to figure out, like, I guess they're just going to need, it is kind of interesting. I guess keeping around Io Shirai is maybe going to be useful now. Because I do think a match with her and Mandy Rose is kind of interesting. Like, I guess I've liked Mandy's in-ring work, but even now is NXT champ, what, she had a good match with Raquel Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it'll be interesting to see her let it rip now. Like, she's kind of she's got to do it now, you know? Like, really go for it, go for it. Like, she has a singles championship. Because were her and Sonya tag team champions at some point, or were they just wrestle tag team?
I don't think they ever got the titles. And then they broke them up because Sonya had to take off because of that stalking thing.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't remember them ever having it because it went from Sasha and Bayley to the Iconics.
Oh.
And then was it Tamina and Natalya?
No, or, they were the most recent ones. There were definitely some teams in between.
It was Nia and Shayna, wasn't it?
Yeah, Nia and Shayna had it before Natalya and Tamina.
Yeah, and honestly, I think that's it. Those titles have only been around 2 years. Well, it'd be 3 years now, right?
Something in that range. Yeah, we need Chris here to be able to pull that up without actually looking it up.
Yeah, it's also not that important, so unfortunately.
Not really. That's why there is no typing going on currently.
Yeah, I'm not bothering to look it up either. But yeah, Mandy Rose, I don't know. I liked when she was like the power girl, you know? Look how strong she is. Like, oh, okay, that's pretty sweet because that woman is strong.
Oh, right.
So I liked when they played it up. I thought that was really cool. And now it's just she's just with these other two women. And Gigi Dolin's the one that stands out. Because she's different looking.
Whether you think
she's
yes.
attractive or not, she's just different looking. So your eyes are always going towards her.
Yeah, I think all the changes for Mandy has made her less noticeable.
I think it's made her dull.
Yeah, like I mean, not that she's any less attractive because she's still extremely attractive, but yeah, like it's definitely kind of tamped her look down for whatever reason.
Yeah,
and I don't know, like. I feel like an actual blonde woman is almost standing out these days because most of them seem to be dyeing their hair some wild color.
Even if she would have kept the blonde and put like streaks in it or something.
You know,
because, I mean, Jeezy's got the orange hair right now.
Oh.
And the other girl's a brunette, if I remember right.
Correct.
Yeah. So, you know, but yeah, I guess that's not the reason I don't like her. Well, I guess it is kind of the reason I don't like her because she did go from something I did enjoy to something I don't enjoy now. And I guess it's just a personal preference, I'm sure there's some other people I just don't remember that I don't like, but I will say this week was a big turnaround for some people. Grayson Wheeler, you finally kind of got an idea who this guy is. Finally.
Right.
Like, right or wrong, you finally got an idea who he is. And it's like, okay. So he's like kind of a badass Miz, if you will.
Miz?
Like the guy that came from reality and all this, but he's actually,
Oh, okay, yeah. I gotcha. So, Miz.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then, like, he's basically doing the Baron Corbin stuff from when he was in NXT, but it's enough to rile people up.
Yeah.
So, but then, yeah, so you had them. The other guy that kind of turned the corner, and it's just because of the angle afterwards, Duke Hudson finally came off the way I think he was supposed to the whole time. Like, I knew it was coming eventually that Cameron Grimes was getting his hair cut.
Oh, yeah, that rumor had definitely been floated out there for, I feel like, a little while now.
Yeah, so when it finally happened, I was like, okay, this guy's a dick. Like, he's a petty dickhead, so okay. All right, he's not the suave guy that he was making himself out to be and all this stuff. And it's like, Okay, so he's like a little suave jerk off. Like, all right, I'll go with that. That's fine.
Yeah, I mean, that is the one thing that he almost needs to quote unquote back up now.
Mm-hmm.
Is that he's got to be a petty jerk off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, like, because him flipping out because he got a, I mean, I guess it's kind of weird. Like, you're exposing his whole gimmick. Like, if he can't tell that one guy is bluffing once and you freak out about it, it's kind of weird for a professional poker player to be doing that. So I feel right. like you need to go in a different direction. And drop the whole poker end of this gimmick.
Yeah. Well, unless he's just like a hypocrite too. He pretends he's all suave and he pretends he's this great poker player and he's not. You know, he's a fraud. So he's not Mr. Perfect, basically. But he's going to keep telling you who he is no matter what. But you know, I'm with you though, like freaking out like that. I was like, that's silly. But the aftermatch angle, it actually made sense. There were scissors there. That was shocking to me. He didn't just find them underneath the ring, or he didn't find them at the desk for whatever reason. It was actually in the toolbox for when they changed the ropes. Oh.
Oh.
Well, look at that. Okay. But then, if you're going to cut someone's hair, can we please get some sharp fucking scissors? How many times have we seen these haircut angles where the clippers don't work, the scissors are dull? Like, you're a billion-dollar company.
And you can't get a sharp pair of scissors.
Yeah, and you bought dollar store scissors. Like, I was trying to think of a step up. The Kmart's gone, but...
Buy some Target scissors.
Yeah.
Move up from the dollar store to Target.
Go to the meat section. Get the meat scissors, you know, or whatever. I couldn't believe it. It cut through the beard, no problem, because of course it will. When it came to real hair, those scissors were like, we're not made for this. Get out of here.
Yeah, that's why I'm just like, oh my gosh, they're going to have to sell that Cameron Grimes is going to have to cut his hair when Duke Hudson can chop off, like, literally six strands of it.
Yeah. So, like, the beard was nothing. He just trimmed that up, so whatever. But the hair thing, I'm going to be curious about if he comes out with short hair after that, because I've never seen Cameron Grimes, Trevor Lee with short hair before. So...
Oh.
That'll be something. And then Brum Breaker, cool. He seems authentic.
Uh-oh. Like,
okay, Ciampa comes up to him, or Sean comes up, whoever's the agent's like, hey, Ciampa's just going to come out and bitch about all the young guys. You're going to interrupt before he can get to you. Cool. What do I say when I get out there? You know, just mention how it bothers him, whatever else. Okay, cool. He gets out there, forgets what he's saying. He's like, pisses you off, doesn't it? Huh? 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 Like, okay. This guy's kind of psycho meathead. It works. So good.
Yes.
He's not supposed to be eloquent.
Yes.
His uncle and dad weren't.
That's one of those ones where you don't need to overwrite the part.
Right.
There are some times where it's just like, do what you are made to do. Be like your dad and uncle.
Yeah.
That's all we ask.
But it just seems like he's going to get messed up when he goes to the main roster, because Vince or Bruce or whoever is just going to be like, what the hell is this? What is this unpolished guy doing out here? Like, no, we got to change him, make him our guy. Like, ugh. So I'm enjoying him while he's down there, because I already see him getting messed up on the main roster, so it doesn't matter. So, I mean, Braun, I already like Braun anyways, but I'm trying to think who else. Okay, I am totally confused with this Santos Escobar Alexa Lopez and that guy. I can't remember his name.
Zion Quinn.
Okay, he looks like a cool-ass Mortal Kombat Street Fighter character. He really does. Yeah. Outside of that, what is this angle?
I'm not sure. I mean, it's definitely part of horny NXT. I also was not surprised when I did see the possibility of NXT going TV-14 so that they can get more racy.
Ugh. Well, boy, they showed Casey Catanzaro and Caden Carter.
Dropping acid?
Yeah, they're talking about like doing drugs at the festival, and Caden Carter's ass is just hanging out, like one of the rave girls that are always at these festivals. I was like, okay. I mean, they just zoomed right in on it. Like, I'm obviously not complaining.
Yeah, I mean, I was trying to figure out if that was a complaint.
Dude, the more the better. Like, Gigi Dolin, she gets away with a lot of cheeks showing. Again, not a complaint.
Yeah.
I don't really know of anybody else. But,
oh, no. It is... I'm not completely sure what's up with horny NXT, but Zion Quinn and Electra Lopez are definitely part of it now. We got rid of Cora Jade and Trey Baxter, or at least the Trey Baxter portion of it. So we needed another weird oddball couple. And they started it last week. I guess it could be an interesting story moving forward if they keep on playing. Although it is almost the same thing as Dexter Lumis and Indy Hartwell, if you kind of have this Romeo and Juliet type of romance going on.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah. I don't know. It's kind of interesting. It's definitely, to me, more engaging than some of the other stuff that they've done. Like, it's weird and I think a little unpredictable. And I guess I don't... Like... Well, yeah. I guess we'll see in the future if Electra Lopez maybe ends up, you know... kind of regretting going along with Escobar, Santos Escobar, having him beaten up.
So are they just, like, she wants to fuck this guy, and he keeps saying no to her? Is that, that's what I'm getting at. Like, where is this coming from? Did I miss an episode?
Last week they had that scene where he took out the tag team portion because, Escobar wasn't there, and they had their little, hugging, sexy look moment. But yeah, that was all we got.
Okay, all right. I just wanted to make sure I didn't miss a week or two or something like that, because I'm like, this Mortal Kombat guy is going against, like, I don't know, like, was it Queen of Mexico? What was that show? That was about, like, the cocaine queen that was on after Raw.
Queen of the South.
It was Queen of the South. Okay, that's what I thought, so. But it started coming out wrong. Which reminds me, I need to watch a new season of Narcos. I got plenty of time not to work, so I'm going to finish that up. So, and I actually meant to watch Shang-Chi today, but I just didn't get to it. So, oh well.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Anyways, but yeah. But then the rest of the show, the MSK stuff is intriguing to me. I have no idea where this is going.
This one was the weakest of the segments that they've done for me. But whatever. Like, I guess I'm for them doing some experiments. And that definitely was what they're doing with them is an experiment. Like, I'm still getting more of a characterization of both of them now than I did in their entire championship run. So, go for it.
And they keep talking about their supplies. And then they went through the x-ray machine and they showed the supplies. It didn't look like drugs, though.
Oh.
I was like, what the hell is that? Like, was that Blue Chew or something? It was very weird, but...
Yeah, they've definitely been playing a little coy, but I'm not quite sure if there's going to be a point to all that stuff, or if they're just going to be alluding to pot all the time without actually showing it.
Well, they got on a plane to go see a tag team guru. I have no idea who they're talking about. Like, they haven't given us enough subtle hints.
Uh-oh.
And maybe the supply has something to do with it. But I was trying to think of, like, some pothead tag team wrestler. The only one I could think of was RVD.
Oh. Right. Yeah, it would be a weird and interesting spot for him, because you can't really, you know, it's just going to be a one-off appearance. I guess why not, if it's just a one-off appearance?
Yeah, I don't know. But I guess that's why it's got me intrigued, because I actually don't know where it's going.
Yeah.
And I think they're both ridiculously likable. Like, they're doing this stuff without coming across as, like, put upon dorks. So it seems fun. And which takes me to another tag team, which it just seems like they're like, we got these guys, we got to figure out something for them. Grizzled Young Veterans are now like shysters. And he's like, Zach Gibson is trying to convince
James Drake.
Thank you. I want to say James Gibson. I was like, that's not him. It's like, okay. James Drake of, like, how to lie, how to get away with lying, all this stuff. And I was like, where did this come from? Because I was genuinely confused when they were talking to his aunt. And they're like, yes, we're the new NXT Tag Team Champions. So I'm like, what? Like, when did this happen? And then I'm like, those don't look right. It turns out they were the women's titles. I'm like, oh my god, okay.
Yeah, I was sitting there going, do they have an English version of the tag team titles? I'm like, those don't those don't quite look right to me. And I honestly couldn't put a finger on it. Like, when they were actually doing the segment, I couldn't put my finger on it. But when they said, oh, we need to get these back to GG and JC, that did pop me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but yeah, they are definitely in for a weird character change.
I guess they needed it, because I mean, what are they going to do? They keep losing the tag team title matches, so now, you know.
Yeah, you need some type of angle. Yeah. Plus, I guess you start to lose the Grizzled Young Veterans, just even the moniker just kind of is there for too long.
Yeah.
You know, when you've been around a couple of years in NXT UK and now you're doing the same gimmick on regular NXT, the gimmick can get a little long in the tooth. Like, there isn't really a whole lot there. You know, they're done being disrespected. It's time to kind of move on to something else. So, hey, I guess, why not reboot them?
Yeah, but I mean, like, everything else on the show is pretty standard. You know, you got Johnny Gargano now, you know, Dexter Lumis is down right now. Well, in storyline. And, you know, you got Pete Dunne coming out, making some points. That whole segment was kind of cool. Like, it's like, oh, I know who that guy is. That's the guy that carries Melo's bags. I was like, oh, shit. Because so far, he ain't wrong. So, but yeah. I like the team of Williams and Carmelo Hayes. It's a good pairing. So,
yeah, that's one where I almost wish it was that he hadn't won. Like, it's kind of weird. Yes. Like, that he hadn't won the NXT There's the North American Championship.
Right.
Just because it... I mean, you know that there's going to be some shenanigans in a three-way match. Like, that's the one thing about wrestling that always kills me. Oh, his odds are so bad to retain the championship. There's a 66% chance that someone else is going to win it. And it's just like, guys, we know he's going to retain. especially since three-way matches, you're allowed to interfere. And the only person that's probably going to interfere is going to interfere on the behalf of Carmelo Hayes.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess Dexter Lumis could show up, but Pete Dunne's got nobody now. Oh. With Ridge Holland going to SmackDown and never being seen again. So,
well, he keeps on getting promos in in SmackDown. But yeah, that's it. True. He hasn't gotten any in-ring time, I don't think.
Yeah. Now, I really don't have much more for NXT. Like, it was a fine show. Nothing outrageously bad. Nothing, no turnoff or anything.
Yeah,
because of course something's coming. I was surprised how sloppy Dakota Kai and Raquel Gonzalez was in the beginning. Like, they seem to have like some clear communication issues.
I guess it ended up, to me, I guess it ended up being a good match overall, so I didn't really.
It did, but like the first five, almost 10 minutes, it just seemed like they just kept like.
The review I'm looking at was only, the match was only 12 minutes. So if it was bad for 10 minutes, that's not good.
that can't be right. That's got to have, because even with commercials, it had to be longer than that.
Not really. They did not give them a lot of time. Especially since, I mean, it was a DQ match also. So we didn't get a full legit finish to it. And I do always think that those matches that are going to get fucked with and end up having a harder time getting moving properly.
Yeah.
Because they know that a schmoz finish is coming.
True, they might have just been saving stuff. But yeah, no, I was like, wow, this is kind of weird. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm kind of hoping Raquel loses. Because I would hopefully, that would mean she is the secret person on the Survivor Series women. The SmackDown side, right?
Yeah.
That's what I was kind of hoping, but that obviously didn't come true. So, I'm wondering if it's going to be Asuka. Because I think she's healed now.
Oh, yeah, she... We have heard neither hide nor hair of Asuka. Yeah. And I honestly didn't think about who the mystery person might be, since, that's the only unresolved parts of Survivor Series. The TBAs for both this SmackDown women's team and men's team. They still have a slot open.
Yeah. So, you know. That was my only sort of deal with it. But NXT, like, I guess because maybe these people are just getting, I'm getting used to them, but they're also mixing in the people we used to like too. So that's kind of nice.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of need that, and it'll be kind of interesting too if O'Reilly does ship off, which he definitely seems destined to. Johnny Gargano, just with how still intertwined he is in the storylines, you could maybe see him sticking around, but again, I think I've argued enough for him leaving that I don't need to go through that rigmarole.
Yeah. And especially with Candace getting ready to have a kid as well, he may very well be like, yeah, I'm not renewing, I'll be back. Or, yeah, I'm not renewing, I'm a new dad and I've got money now.
Yeah. Hey, why not? He could be out for a little bit.
He's been wrestling since he was 15. It's a long time. I mean,
yes,
he's 30, I think. or 31. He's young.
Yeah, he's still relatively young.
So,
yeah, because I mean, when I was watching him in the Pro Wrestling Ohio stuff, like he was like 18 or 19 or something like that.
Yeah, which is crazy to think about.
So, not surprised with how things have ended up going in his career. So yeah, you got nothing else?
Not really for NXT. I mean, you know, wrestling just it's a weird time right now because you know WrestleMania is kind of weird. WrestleMania tickets went on sale, and I didn't even ask you about it. Like, it's kind of strange.
Oh yeah, is that? Oh no, WrestleMania isn't in a bad spot. Oh yeah, the wife doesn't want to fly, so that's one of those ones that Dallas is definitely too far away to not fly to.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean,
but yeah, I don't. I guess that's why, and we talked about it last week. The content stuff, like I don't know if I want to go to that kind of event. Like I skipped Extreme. I skipped a pay per view here in Columbus. You know, like I don't know if I want to pay. I mean, I know what I'm going to pay for a ticket, and I can afford it. But do I really want one to one of those big events? Not right now. Not really. Especially, and we've talked about it for how many years at this point, this time of the year is not a good time of the year in general for the WWE. Like, it feels like they save material at the tail end of the year and wait until the Royal Rumble to start kind of putting their thinking caps back on. So it's just, I don't know. The last couple of years, you know, COVID has probably hurt the build-up for WrestleMania. But they've also had... Has it been two? Have the last two had crowds now?
No, just last year's.
Oh, just last year's.
Yeah,
it's just been 2 years, yeah.
Yeah, so it's been two nights as well. And they're doing it again this year. And my big problem with that is you don't know what night to buy. And I am not... And I am steadfast in this. I am not going to both nights. No fucking chance. I mean, I know it's like it's 8 hours broken up over 2 days. I don't care. I wouldn't go see 2 4-hour movies in back-to-back days. No.
Yeah, it's just even if it's a good thing, it's a little too much.
I mean, unless you tell me what match is going to be on what night. But then we have to buy tickets in November for something that I don't know what's going to happen until March.
Yeah.
I mean, yep. So especially with how down I am on the, you know, the upper roster or the main roster product, Raw, I got through almost all of Raw this week before going, I don't want to do this anymore. So they're still bad on there, don't get me wrong, but they're still good. Seth Rollins is ridiculously entertaining.
Oh yes,
that guy, he just gets to ham the shit up and do whatever he wants. It's great. I feel bad for Kevin Owens because I think he's going to do some of his best work and possibly going to be on the way out too, which, you know, for him, cool.
Yeah, it's been kind of interesting. He's had a great run here to wrap things up. Like he's really had quite a run, and to maybe definitely do some heel work on his way out would be kind of an interesting way to have things go.
Yeah, but he's doing like I actually kind of dig the storyline because he goes, I was telling the truth the whole time. You cost me my match against Seth Rollins. And then you want to be a dick about it, so I snapped. And he's like, you know what? If everyone keeps telling me I'm something, maybe I am. So he just goes with it. And I was like, that's – it's not reasonable logic, but it's easy logic to follow.
Yes, and that's all you can ask for. Like, easy logic to follow helps. Like, even if the decision doesn't necessarily make a lot of sense, and especially the time frame, it's just like, you really want them to flip a switch in 24 hours?
Yeah.
It's just like, give them more than 24 hours to change their mind that you're a good, you know, you're on the up and up before snapping.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to dissect it. But yeah, again, logic is easy, though. Just have them snap, and we need Big E challengers, and definitely ones that can take the L. And Kevin Owens has been in that category for a while now.
Yeah, but see, here's the problem. Like, then, so they do the good stuff with Kevin Owens, and then they have him face Finn Balor, and it ends in a decisive victory. And I'm like, well, peace out, Finn. Why should we take you seriously anymore?
Well,
that was so dumb.
That's one that, just between Kevin Owens' comments about 3 months or 3 years, and then that, to me, big of a win. Honestly, Kevin Owens is one that I would not be completely surprised if he sticks around the WWE. You know, like because he's got the size and he's got the talking, he's almost everything that the WWE wants in a wrestler. Like, he's kind of like one of those... I could see him being like a Dolph Ziggler and sticking around for Lord only knows how many years, because he can always go in the ring and he can always talk. You know, Owens and Ziggler are the same way, where you can slide the guy up and down the card and he doesn't seem out of place anywhere.
I would think by now, Ziggler moving up the card, you'd be like, oh, what are we doing?
I don't think he's going to move up the card now. Like, Kevin Owens can still pull off a main event. But yeah, Ziggler would be a little bit of a stretch at this point.
I mean,
but
in reality, if WWE paid attention to anything, Kevin Owens should have beaten Roman Reigns at, was it Royal Rumble? No, it was some match. Remember, it was the last man standing match or whatever? And the ref, they could not uncuff Roman Reigns from whatever he was on. He's down for like 3.5 minutes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but
I forgot that match was between those two, honestly.
Yeah, so he's been getting in main event matches and losing. So it's like, all right, whatever. But I don't see any fresh faces on Raw that can go against Big E. You got Seth, I guess Kevin Owens. You could have had Finn Balor down the road, but, well, all he does is lose in WWE, so who cares? And yes, I know he had some victories. Oh yeah, he lost King of the Ring to Xavier Woods.
Oh.
So the badass that was in NXT running through everybody, the serious guy, comes up and just loses. All right, cool. Great. It's like, what's worse, him losing or being Tony Storm? So
at least Tony Storm got to talk this week. That's an improvement over not being on TV at all.
Yeah. But no, I can't, with the current state of their product and how they manage the roster and the storylines. Imagine, like, was it? They didn't announce a New Orleans date, did they?
No.
Okay. Well, imagine they announced New Orleans for one of these. Do you think there's a chance in hell we go to WrestleMania, let alone both days?
No.
I'd go to New Orleans. Yep. Because the funnest part of that, besides being at 30, that was a lot of fun. Like, that, honestly, that should have been the last WrestleMania we ever went to. That was such a celebration all weekend. I mean, outside the weirdness of us getting there, and then poor Melissa getting sick, Elise getting blackout drunk and getting sick in the bathroom, and then, like, a trooper sucking it up and going to the show. And then we went out and did it all over again. And then went out the next day before we left and had some more drink. Like, it was just fun. Everyone was going crazy. That celebration leaving the Superdome. So you even forget, like, how long you were there for. Which actually wasn't too bad back then, if I remember.
Yeah, 30 wasn't... they hadn't quite gone bonkers at that point.
Yeah, it was because, still 3 hours, wasn't it?
We were at the one, the infamous one. It was the first one where everyone's like, holy fuck, this is... The Dallas one was the first... was the first, holy shit, this event has gotten out of hand.
Yeah, and I'm still taking credit for that one. That was my bad. I wanted to see the Cruiserweight title match because Cedric Alexander was in it. And we got there and it ended. I was like, fuck. So, oh well.
But, well, and that one's just... It's not as, and that's the other thing that honestly, for a two-night event, that logistics play a part. And
oh, yeah.
It is not as easy to get to AT&T Stadium as it is New Orleans or even, like, I think that's one of the reasons Chris likes Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. He stays at whatever the hotel is that has a walkway from the hotel to Allegiant Stadium. And I'm like,
oh, nice.
Oh, that's pretty snazzy.
That's pretty, dude, that sounds like a nightmare. That Vegas, and you can just walk across the hallway to the place you're going to? Ugh. I've never had an inclination to go to Vegas anyways, but I can already see myself going wild when I get there. So I'm like, no, I'd rather not go.
Yeah, it's fun.
So...
that one definitely tempted me for travel purposes this year, but timing of other family events has prevented that and SummerSlam plans from coming to fruition.
So we're not going to do that then?
We can talk about that one after we hit stop here.
If that's a no. Okay. So, but that. SummerSlam sounds intriguing, even with the state of the product, because we get to go to Nashville. I haven't been there since the last time I was with you guys.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's one where I'm like, man, I bet you there's a lot more to do in Nashville than we got to when we were down there for Clutch. So there's...
Oh, dude, yeah.
I was like, yeah, this definitely sounds like a spot to go to. It's an outdoor stadium. That's one of the four, yeah, because all the big events are in stadiums this year.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know where is the Rumble? I forget.
Are they in St. Louis?
Yes,
St. Louis.
I still can't believe they haven't come to Atlanta for anything.
Oh,
with that brand new dome. I mean,
yeah. I've been a little bit surprised by that, too. Honestly.
Yeah, because after we worked it out for UFC, I go to Atlanta again.
Yeah, Mercedes-Benz. Because I think they only sponsor the one in Atlanta now.
No, they still do. It's the Mercedes-Benz Superdome in New Orleans. And then this one is just the Mercedes-Benz Dome.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a different... I still can't believe that we went to the Georgia Dome that was new-ish for... Was that 28?
7.
27? And they've already replaced that stadium. And I'm like, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, really?
That's why... this is totally off the rails with the topic. But, like, that's, like, this whole thing about replacing stadiums is idiotic, but whatever. But, yeah, I mean, that's how rich Atlanta is, by the way, that they can do that. But I guess, actually, I got to back off that. The owner of the Falcons, I believe, paid for that entire stadium, though.
Yeah.
I don't think he used any public money.
Oh, Home Depot built it?
Yeah. So... In that case, go for it. But if you think about it, all of that stuff, because they built that right around the Olympics back in 94, right? 97? Four.
Yeah, 94 makes sense because it was the 96 Olympics. So if it if you're building a stadium, you need a couple of years.
Yeah. So yeah, so they like they used the baseball stadium, the old Turner, not Turner Field. Oh my gosh, I can't remember whatever the baseball stadium used to be called.
Fulton County.
Fulton County. Yes. And then no Fulton County. No. Oh yeah, I guess it is Fulton County. Never mind. And then
they've had a couple of different stadiums. Like I mean that place, Atlanta has gone through venues for
that's what I'm getting at, because the Olympic Stadium is gone. The old baseball stadium's gone. That Olympic Stadium's gone.
Oh yeah.
And that's what Turner Field, like the Olympic Stadium, turned into Turner Field. And then the Braves were like, "Hey, we want money to stay here." And Atlanta was like, "Get fucked." I was like, "We don't need you." So they moved out to Gwinnett, which is like 20, 30 minutes outside of Atlanta.
Oh, right.
And then they all the shady dealings they did to get that going. They literally broke the law to get a stadium built there. And the city never got sued for it. I don't understand how that happens. But they broke like their own city or county covenant or something.
Gwinnett County.
Yeah, so that was a dirty one. That's why I was like, everyone's excited around here. Atlanta won. I was like, fuck them. but like the choice, like the entertainment options of going to a New Orleans would draw me there. I'm into the product, sure, I'll go to one of the nights of WrestleMania.
But even then, I guess I'm still okay with just hitting NXT at this point. Like, just because at least those biggish events that we've gone to have had an NXT event attached to it. So, I mean, you can still do WWE stuff. Because it is, you know, and we've talked about it the last couple of weeks, like, it's coming around a little bit here since they've really been concentrating on these new characters and now the, you know, involvement between the old characters and the new is starting to gel and move somewhere.
Yeah.
So I could see being interested in that also.
Yeah. Oh yeah. An NXT show, but I'd be very curious. They won't be in arenas. I get the feeling they'll be back to like the small places, like when we went and saw the Dallas one.
Yeah, it's like
in that tiny ass place.
It's like 3,500 or something like that. I want to say.
Sure, shit wasn't an arena. They could have sold out. I forgot how special that NXT show was. That's like one of the forgotten ones.
That's one that I wouldn't mind. That I would like to go back and rewatch, just because. Nakamura and Zayn was outstanding.
Yes. Well, don't forget, there was what? It was Ember Moon and Asuka, right?
I don't remember the rest of the card.
And then, American males. American Alpha and The Revival. Alpha finally won the tag team titles. I mean, that match was awesome. And then the main event was Samoa Joe versus Finn Balor, and that's when Joe got busted open and they stopped the match. Oh, and started chanting, fuck PG.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I should not have forgotten about that.
and then it was Austin Aries versus Baron Corbin, I believe.
I think you're correct.
Yeah, I think that's it, too. I remember right.
Yeah, that's a pretty wild card. And there's probably another match or two in there that we're not remembering.
Or was it Bayley and Asuka?
Okay. You're getting my interest here to look it up.
Yeah, but that to me was like the beginning of NXT being an essential part of WrestleMania weekend. Because we got tickets just to go. And then it turned out that was better than actual WrestleMania. So,
Oh, yeah.
Since when Balor came out with the chainsaws and all that stuff as the demon, I mean, that was cool. Well, we couldn't see him, but...
Yeah, American Alpha versus The Revival, Aries, Corbin, Nakamura, Zayn, Asuka defeated Bayley.
Okay, that was it.
And Balor versus Joe.
Wow, damn. I remembered all those.
Yeah.
I didn't think Ember Moon was correct.
Nice work.
But yeah, but I distinctly remember that. Like, that was fun. Because didn't we get kind of, like, were we drinking before we went to that? We met up with Steve over at that one brew where they had that badass wheat ale straight from the tap, straight from the kettle. Oh.
We might have, because because that was still a little bit tough since we were in Fort Worth and we stayed there. I don't know how much drinking we did.
But no, we were in Arlington. Fort Worth is where we went when we first got in town. And then we went to a couple breweries. We went to a brewery before NXT. I want to say that was Brain Dead.
Yeah, because we did that in the the barbecue place was just next door that I'm blanking on currently.
Yeah, there was another one around there. Elysian? New Elm?
Yeah, because we hit the Brain Dead, and there was another one.
Yeah, but a Dallas one. I mean, I'm not trying to backtrack. I would try the Dallas one again just to go around Dallas. Because we stayed in Arlington so far out. I mean, we're right next to Six Flags, for Christ's sake. So it's like, ugh. And I heard like downtown Dallas was pretty hopping with like all the wrestling fans and stuff, which I know we goof on wrestling fans, but goddamn, it's just a fun environment to be around. Especially, I mean, nothing will top New Orleans. It's not possible. Maybe Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas could be. It's walkable, but it's a different kind of walkable than New Orleans.
Okay. Do you drink on the streets in Vegas? I mean, serious.
Yeah, but I guess that's one of those ones where I guess I did do it walking to the second of the two WrestleManias in New Orleans.
Yes.
But still, like, I guess I just don't do it that much, so it's not that, you know, like, it's an attraction somewhat for me, but I also don't completely care about it either.
Well, they're trying to, on a totally, a related note, they're trying to do that around here. Make little, like, as long as you're in your little district.
Oh, yeah.
And I always said, that's a really smart idea.
But, yeah, they've instituted that since COVID, even more places up here.
Oh, nice. Well, good. Smart. So
yeah, because there's even a little area in downtown Gahanna here that has a little Dora area, which is kind of nice. So
yeah, that's what I'm hoping they adapt here. It makes sense. There's so many bars and so many things within walking distance of each other that you can just go and chill out. But
oh, yep.
I understand people's idea or like their problem with like, oh my God, I'm just going to drink and drive. Like, well, I understand your concerns, but you can also just do that staying at one place. So, you know. I mean, especially during COVID, we used to just walk around drinking anyways, so it didn't matter.
Yeah, maybe just because I don't go down to anything resembling a campus. I guess I still see a very limited number of just completely trashed people at that type of establishment.
True. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Especially
you're so far away from campus now.
Yeah, people are out drinking, but where I go to, it's just that. Yeah, the Dora areas kind of seem to be more family involved. So I feel like you'd kind of be an idiot if you're just down there completely smashed out of your mind.
No, I mean, you have to remember where you live, too. So. But although, I don't know if I probably need to wrap up, but you're going to have Well, you don't have to worry about it now, but I'd be steering clear down near the stadium this weekend.
Yeah, I know. So Brian is going to the game, so I am well aware of what's going on Saturday.
Do you understand the conundrum I have this weekend? I mean,
well, I don't think there's going to be much of a conundrum. I think Ohio State's going to solve that conundrum for you.
I'm hoping. And then just all bets are off, I guess, but I don't know. It makes me nervous because everything's kind of fallen in place, but we'll see. I mean, Michigan still has to win. You know, they still got to win this week too, and they got to somehow come up with a way to stop an Ohio State's offense. So we'll see, but.
Oh. Yeah.
But no, because if Ohio State wins, Michigan wins, the winner of Ohio State-Michigan goes to the Big Ten championship game.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I need Ohio State to win.
Yeah, I'd be pretty surprised. Like, I know that what's-their-names had kind of a little bit of a letdown week there against Purdue, but. Yeah, Ohio State defense isn't great, but their offense makes up for it.
Well, they made a couple tweaks to the defense. I think didn't they change play callers for the
defense? It's gotten better since. But it's still not their strong suit. I wouldn't say the Penn State Michigan game. Like, I don't know why Penn State didn't depend upon their defense a little bit more. Especially when they're pulling dumb shit like fake field goals.
Because it's James Franklin.
It's just like,
when in doubt, just leave it up to him. I could not believe they thought a fake field goal was going to work. The punt, that was on Michigan. They had it played. The kid just messed it up. But it was like 4th and 2 or 1, whatever it was. I was like, this idiot's going to try for a fake field goal. Sure enough, there he goes. I'm like, you just drove all the way downfield. Barely got stopped after that punt, and you're trying to fake field goal with 2 yards to go? Cool, thanks, James. And then the other part was at the end of the game. One, I didn't understand why they went for it on 4th down. You had, 2.5 minutes left or 4 minutes left? Something like that, and 3 timeouts. Your punter has been killing the ball all game. Oh. So you go for it on 4th and 2, throwing it to a guy who has, I believe, 1 reception all year. Where your star player is on, your star receiver is on the bench. Huh? So thank God for James Franklin, man. I mean,
I liked how the bad coaching statistics quickly went from Jim Harbaugh to James Franklin when the outcome of the game became clearer.
Yep.
That gave me a hearty little chuckle. But anyway, you've got to kind of, in, I think Ohio State's at least played to their offense a little bit more. Like, their defense is tweaked up a little bit, but it's still more, they're going to outscore you rather than, you know, completely blow you out, because their defense is better, but it's still not great.
Well, let's hope they can at least stop the run. So, that Walker kid's good. I don't know how the hell Wake Forest let him go, especially with how good Wake Forest has turned out to be this year. So,
yep. All righty.
Got away.
Summer beer time still going on in the podcast. Oh, wow. Here. I bought so much beer for the family vacation in Tennessee, and I just haven't gotten to it. And this was one of them. Sideswipe Brewing, Zippity Doodah. It's a low-cal IPA with jalapeno. I really like it. It does not have, it has more jalapeno flavor. It does not have the jalapeno spice so much. And yeah, it's a nice light beer. What can you say? If you're going low-cal, you're not getting a whole lot of You're not getting a whole lot of punch in there.
You are not.
So the jalapeno helps provide the punch. There's a little bit of hop in there, but it still isn't overly hoppy.
Nice. Mine was the Nota Gorgeous, yes, a pumpkin beer. And it's really good, so I don't care. So really spiced up this year, which made it better, actually. So I think I've actually sent one of these to you.
I've had a couple of Nota beers. I sent one of these
to you through the U.S. mail. So
it is a possibility.
Yeah. But no, it's good stuff. They win awards for it. There's a reason.
Oh.
So.
Okie doke, that was the recommendation from at Granny Mays. My recommendation is from at DeFrango11. Hashtag Belltime Beer. Brands at Stunt Granny. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Download us at any number of places, whether it's Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or Google. Have a good night, grandkids.
Later, gang.